Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another great episode. This is a very special episode of Are You Not Kentertained? This is episode 31, and today is February 15th, 2017. I am your host, Russ, and of course, I'm always joined by the vivacious Kerry Blowers, the ferocious Kent, and we have a special guest visiting, Eric.
I thank you for having me, but I'm not going to.
Okay, well, guys, how you doing? How are things going?
Not bad. Kind of tired, you know, long 7-hour ride up here to see you guys.
That's right. We did say this is a special episode. Just so you guys know, we're all in the same room. Typically, we do this thing over Skype. I'm sure we've mentioned that a million times. But yeah, we are actually all in the same room, and we are actually in a studio recording. So this is very, very, I don't know, interesting. It's just something special, something new.
Really, Ross, you know, you have all these V adjectives. I find this very vexing, vicariously.
Vivian Fox.
Vivian Banks.
Vivian Banks, I knew it.
Yeah.
Knew there was a Vivian I knew. All right, so, all right. Lots of things happen in wrestling this week, of course, so we've got lots to talk about. Let's start with what began the week off with Elimination Chamber, because I don't want to talk too much time, because I know if episode 30 of Are You Not Kentertained was specifically about the Elimination Chamber with Kent and Steve.
It was slightly lengthy and girthy, to be precise. Two and a half hours of fucketry.
You know, and that's funny, because you can't get Steve to talk about something for more than 2 minutes. And
yeah, it's something.
Granted, it is wrestling. It's a big thing. One of these days, we got to get him as a special guest.
Oh, well, something about Kent brings out the best in Steve.
I think it's blue eyes. Yeah, or worse. I think.
So, all right, let's talk Elimination Chamber. And now, Kerry, we get to actually look to the left and then talk to us.
Holy balls, Batman.
So go ahead. What do you think of the Elimination Chamber match?
Well, first, I just want to say welcome to the Wyatt area. Era, everyone.
The Wyatt area, too. I mean, we're in the general area of the Wyatts.
Yeah, I guess so. And
is it dark?
Yes, and there's lots of buzzards. So I suggest we all follow them.
And we follow them? Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. We need to follow them.
Are the borders of the area clearly demarcated?
Yes.
Excellent. So, what did you think of the
whole thing? I was impressed. It was... So let me just tell the fans one thing. Usually for a pay-per-view, I don't stay up to watch the end. This one I stayed up to watch the end of. And I was so glad I did. It was amazing. It was such a good match. I would say, and you guys can tell me if I'm wrong, but I think it was match of the year, at least so far.
It's going to be hard to argue. I don't. AJ Cena still.
AJ Cena still.
I'm not going to say you definitely can get an argument out of me for it. I'm just saying AJ Cena still.
I don't remember what numbers I gave either one, so like I might argue against myself here, but I think I gave AJ and Cena like a couple more partial points.
Right. And let's not forget that triple threat match, but we'll talk about that later on SmackDown. That was quite
Jesus Christ. Sell it down, Russ. We're talking about Elimination Chamber here.
You know what the worst part is? I don't think we can mute ourselves laughing this time around. So.
No. You know, I will say I was very impressed when they were bringing all the wrestlers out and putting them in the pods. It got more and more clear that they might be starting with AJ and Cena. And I was like, are they really going to pull the trigger on that? And I was
it actually makes a lot of sense, I think. And we'll talk about that. Well, we can talk about it right now. I think that made a lot of sense. Don't you?
No, Russ. Wait 10 seconds.
Okay.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. One. Now talk.
So, okay, so I think it actually makes a lot of sense because they were going to be really tired by the end, which gives them that excuse of they started the whole thing, so they must have been tired when Bray beat them. So it gives them a kind of an excuse to lose, but also gives Bray that strong win. So I think that's why they started it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was also just awesome to see. And they went right back into it.
That's actually really good about it, too, because... Those two starting it, it was exciting from the beginning. And then when everybody else started entering in, they could take a little bit of a break. Everyone else could take their bumps and stuff. It was really excellently paced.
Cena took like a 5-minute break, but none of the action was missed.
Right.
And I want to applaud WWE for covering up the fucking metal grating on the outside so it's not as dangerous.
Yes. Although it wasn't as exciting as, like, once I saw that it was all padding, I was like, oh, well, I mean, it still hurts.
We don't know if it was padding, though. We just know it was covered. Mm-hmm. And props to JBL. He mentioned Umaga not once, but twice during the pay-per-view, and that's stellar.
So, overall, Kerry, you enjoyed yourself, stayed up for the night. Eric, what'd you think overall?
No, I thought it was overall, you know, a solid show throughout. But I'll be honest, I started falling asleep during the women's championship match, and I'm actually a little upset with myself because I like woke up to see that Naomi won, and I was actually pretty happy about that. But at that point, that was when they're like, okay, well, the elimination chance, and I was, you know, wide awake at that point. So, and mad props to them giving it to Naomi. Like, the audience was right; she does deserve it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm glad they did it. I kind of would have hoped for... I was hoping for WrestleMania, give Alexa one more month. But
well, whatever. I think that WrestleMania, you know, they have a tendency to do this. I think it's just going to be multiple women, multiple SmackDown women in a match for the belt. So it therefore didn't matter who actually came in with it. So this way Naomi comes in holding the belt to her hometown.
You're wrong, Eric. It did matter. Because what is WWE notorious for? Jobbing out their hometown hero. Naomi's losing that belt at Mania.
Yeah, I think that's
I don't know. I feel that's inevitable. That all started with the screw job.
Right.
20 years ago, the screw job, and everybody's still feeling the ramifications, especially Zack Ryder.
All right, Ken, we haven't heard your thoughts. What do you think?
I thought Elimination Chamber was a tale of two pay-per-views. There was a lot of shit, and then there was three matches. The last three matches all were really, really good. I want to insult the Nikki and Natalya match, if I may. Nikki, when you're going to run into the corner, maybe you touch it? Like, look at it? I don't know, but maybe you get close to it at least.
I didn't see it. I barely paid attention during that match.
You missed nothing other than a shit fest of a match. It was terrible. And I think they followed that up with the Dolph match, which was also a shit fest of terribleness.
Yep.
The tag team turmoil match wasn't anything great.
Can we talk about that just for 1 second? Who in there, once the Usos went out and then attacked American Alpha, did you ever think American Alpha was going to lose?
No.
Especially to the Ascension.
And it makes the Ascension look even worse.
Like, it does. That's what I thought too. It's like, okay, so they won on Thursday. Yeah, okay. We thought they were giving them a little bit of a twist. And then I think it was because they wanted to put them on last. Now, are they giving them a little bit of a push? That's the question. Because they had a really decent match on Thursday.
No, they pushed them.
Or Tuesday.
Them off.
Wow. I'm still on old SmackDown.
The only
time.
Push they got was straight off a cliff. Like, that is the end of the Ascension. Like, okay. They're a complete joke now.
Okay, that's fair enough. I'm not saying they are. But, yeah, overall, I thought it was a good pay-per-view. Not great. Kent pointed out a couple of the crap matches. And I was looking forward to Natty and Nikki, and, yeah, I stopped paying attention halfway through it.
What did you learn?
Not to get excited about things.
Don't trust a Nikki Bella match or an Natalya match.
But they set it up so
who
well.
Who gives a fuck, man? Like, it doesn't matter. Those two bitches have not put on a good match in over a year. Neither of them.
You're right.
It's... No.
I do think it's going to lead... I was listening to your podcast, last week's podcast on the way up, and you were talking about stipulations and who could really have gotten the win there because leading into WrestleMania, especially if Nikki's retiring... I think Nikki's going to get her big WrestleMania moment at WrestleMania, and then the next Tuesday on SmackDown, there's going to be some special stipulation match against, I hate to say what's her nuts, but I'm trying.
She's called Natalya.
Yes, Natty, yeah.
And then I think Natty is going to get a decisive victory, and then basically Nikki's going out on her back.
So would you say that would be time for maybe an I Quit match?
Wait a second here, Kerry. Oh. Nikki's going to go out on her back. So is this going to be like a loser gets raped in the middle of the ring type match?
I cannot comment on that at this time.
But hold on. But isn't she tied to Cena? So shouldn't she get a... Da, da, da,
well,
da.
Cena's supposedly leaving too, so maybe they're both going out on their
backs.
But
he's not going out forever. She's done.
I mean, Wolf's got to go out on top.
That's a fair point, sir. You're
is
right.
Is this a known thing that she's like done? Like,
she's not done. She'll be back.
Yeah, okay.
She's gotta let her implants have rest.
It's a Flair retirement.
Yeah, basically. It's one of Flair's many retirements. If Cena's got 16 championships, she might as well be connected to Flair somehow, too, and take many, many retirements. So
I want to bring up the whole Cena thing for a moment. I have a theory, and today it was kind of like confirmed. I think that they gave Cena that belt because he was leaving. He's going on a hiatus. I'm telling you, I think he was close to freaking leaving. They gave him the belt run just to give him the record, just to convince him to come back. I think he was going to take a very prolonged hiatus, and now it's going to be shorter, but...
Do you think it's going to be over a year?
I don't know, but I really think that was a selling point to bring him back. Because it makes no sense. AJ could have dropped the belt at Elimination Chamber, and nobody would have...
No one would have batted an eye.
But instead, we have this two-week transitional for number 16, and it only makes sense if they were trying to keep Cena happy.
Well, actually, there's one theory I have, but it depends on dates. Cena was going to be hosting the Kids' Choice Awards. Did that happen during his two-week reign? Because if so, I actually thought maybe they just put the belt on him for 2 weeks so he would host the show.
Oh, no, they put it on him to give him that championship, 16. That's for sure. Vince wants him to break that record.
Oh, yeah,
he's going. It's gonna. But I like that he's taking a prolonged break. Randy's possibly gonna get his 13th soon, right?
Yeah, if Randy stays in the main event picture for the next year, in between feuds and stuff, he could, you know, end the year with number 14 or even number 15.
Yeah, it would be interesting if they get him up tied with Ric Flair and John. And then have them in maybe a WrestleMania or two go for that 17, whoever gets it. Obviously, John. But
so you want to give Triple H another title run or two and make that very interesting and boring?
Maybe.
I don't know. Triple H has really come out and said he wants to be more in the background now, and he doesn't really want to wrestle anymore.
He wants to create.
He is the creator, after all, everyone.
I just
want to
say this, Ken. Is it noticed that such a smooth, much more smoother transaction when we're all in the same room?
Well, Russ, you're creeping me out.
Come on, Russ. Don't say things like that.
Sorry. All right, let's move.
Hey, we never talked about Luke and Randy.
Oh, yeah. That's
can we talk about that?
Let's do that one. Let's
well, one. Actually, yeah. Can we go back to Naomi 1 second? And that kind of was.
No.
Well, I wanted one. To. Actually, I just want to talk about Naomi and Bray. One thing I noticed was, and I mentioned this in the blog, my review in the blog, 9deuce.com/wrestling, for those of you who want to read it.
That's right.
I felt that Elimination Chamber was the righting of many wrongs. One was giving Naomi the belt. That was the righting of a wrong. Hmm. And then in the Elimination Chamber match, two wrongs were righted. Bray got a pin on Cena.
Which she lost to at WrestleMania a couple years ago.
At WrestleMania 30. And Bray Wyatt finally wins a belt. I think a lot of wrongs were righted.
Also, the similarities include Naomi and Bray having sweet asses.
Sweet, sweet asses.
Just tossing that out there.
Actually, well, that brings me to my topic, but before we get to my topic. Okay, so if you don't know what we do here, again, what we like to do is we like to talk about what really tickled our fancies for the week. So we have four fancies being tickled here. We're going to normally do that, but today, again, special. We're going to start with a quick... Were you not entertained?
Chris, Russ, why don't you just call it historic and get it out?
Okay, fine. It's a historic.
There we fucking go.
There's the word.
Were we not entertained? So we're going to start this off, and here's the segment. What we do with Were You Not Entertained, we take a quick synopsis of one segment throughout the week. This week, we're going to talk about Were You Not Entertained by Emelina's appearance. My God, it's been... 8 months in the making, and she's finally appeared. Were you not entertained? Let's start with Carrie. Carrie, were you not entertained?
Sort of. This is my thing, and this is my first of many rants about the Raw women tonight. We waited months and months for this re-debut of Emelina. God, that is a stupid name.
Well, then you should be happy.
I am. But my point is, it was 5 seconds of something.
And the 5 second pose. I almost want to relate it to that.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that in the blog.
I did. Yeah, yes. Ninenews.com/wrestling. I do mention it in the blog.
And then she comes out and says, oh, I'm going back to being Emma. My question, and I raise this in the blog, is what is the over under of how many more months we're going to have to wait to see Emma? Guys?
All right, go ahead, Eric.
Oh, it was beautiful.
No. Answer her question. Then you can go to your, were you not entertained?
Oh, no, I was very entertained.
Well, also, what's the over-under and how many months it is before we see Emma?
Christ, Eric, it's like it's your first fucking time.
I know, on come podcast. On. Act like you've been on a podcast.
Are you supposed to actually ask a question at the end of the part about being... Oh, anyways. Over-under, if they do this
he
right...
He thinks we're professional.
Yeah. No, it's... No, they gotta pad this out at least a month or two.
Absolutely.
This has the potential to be the next Eva Marie, which that was fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah, but at least she showed up every week. That was what was funny about it. This is kind of sad and pathetic.
No, all right. So I thought it was amazing because it all depends on what you thought when Chris Jericho came back and he was Troll Jericho. And he was doing that thing, like, everyone was cheering him. Everyone's like, yeah, you're back. And he comes out to the ring. He doesn't say anything. He, like, acts like he's crying. He's got the awesome jacket. But it was like, and he just did this over and over again. And people on the internet are like, he's totally trolling us. And that's even what he, you know, at the end, he even said, I trolled all of you, and he broke into the... Who? I mean, that is one of the best face... Actually, first heel face to face heel turns you will ever see in wrestling. She was a stone cold heel when she was gone. Then they did all these months of just ridiculous promos. And everyone was like, oh my God, when she finally shows up, everyone's going to boo her. It's going to be terrible. Everyone's going to be let down. She came down to like nuclear cheers. I was actually like, I don't know if that actually was what they were expecting backstage, but she comes out and everyone's like, yeah, we're really happy to see you and you look hot. And then when she's like, oh, I'm going back to Emma, the boos legitimately rained down. I mean, that was in minutes. We saw a heel to face, face to heel turn. And personally, I was very entertained. And am I supposed to ask a question?
No, you do not have to. You're supposed to answer your wife's question, and then we would go to York Entertainment. But now we know it's York Entertainment.
I'm married to her. Do you know how long, how many years I've spent learning?
I've tried not to listen to her?
Yes, exactly. Okay.
So, Kent, what about you? Answer Carrie's question.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I agree with Eric. They're going to prolong this at least a month.
Oh, no, they're not prolonging this.
You don't think so immediately?
They're already saying that the Melina thing bombed backstage. They said that she could not pull off that character. That's why they switched her.
But, okay, how did they not figure that out 7 months ago?
Glacier. Go ahead. Top that, Russ. You got nothing.
No.
And she looked really hot, but
she did
like,
look good.
She was supposed to do like a Sable thing or the cat. Yeah. Which I'm all for. Like, let's bring back some hot chicks in skimpy clothing. Let's do that.
The valets.
Yeah. Well, no, she can wrestle, though.
That's true. She can.
Perhaps in a bikini or less.
Wait, are we going back to that?
Yeah.
On Raw, yes. I will take that over what we're getting on Raw. And I know you want to address that, but I'm just saying, bra and panties matches over Raw's women's division. Which brings up another issue. Now we have another heel. Like, the whole division is heels.
Well, maybe Emma will be a face.
Eric already just established this. Ross, were you not paying attention? How about you answer the question?
Well, was I entertained? Yes, because I thought it was hilarious that she was only out there for 5 seconds after 8 long months of waiting. And I spent about 4 of those months not even caring. 2 of those months only semi-caring because you guys kept on bringing it up every 5 seconds.
You know, that horse is now a zombie horse, okay?
It really is. And then finally, 4 more months or 2 more months of not giving a crap. And then finally,
17 weeks, Russ. You are exaggerating slightly.
Possibly. But to be out there for 5 seconds, she did look very beautiful. I will give her that credit. But I thought, honestly, that would have been the perfect time when she said, oh, Emma comes back. Wouldn't that have been the perfect time to bring her back as Charlotte's bodyguard?
Hell no.
No? You really want to separate?
Fuck Charlotte.
I know you hate Charlotte, but...
Fuck Charlotte in the ass. Sexually. No. One thing I want to also say is I actually kind of dig Emma's new music, although I liked her last music, which was a take off her NXT music. But I do like this new music. It's a little uplifting. I mean, it's not AJ Lee's or Bailey's, but you know, it's good for what it is.
That's very true. Now,
can we hear Carrie rant?
I was literally about to just say the exact same thing.
Too late, bitch.
All right, go ahead, Carrie. What tickled your fancy this week?
All right, before I kick off my rant, and Ken can hear me swear for the second week in a row.
Good.
I just want to say that I want to talk about the state of the women's division. And I'm talking both Raw and SmackDown because a lot has happened in the past 3 days, three, 4 days. But let's start with Raw. Okay, so we had a title change, guys. Bailey.
Say what? Charlotte's untouchable.
Bailey. Only at pay-per-views.
Exactly.
Bailey is our new champion. And in fine Sasha tradition, she won it at a meaningless Raw. Oh, I mean, the Raw was in Vegas, so I guess it's not as meaningless because it's in Vegas, but whatever. Still, she won it at a Raw. We have a pay-per-view coming up. Charlotte's getting the belt back. We're going, it's around and around and around we go. I think I'm experiencing deja vu. I think I've seen this before somewhere. Yeah, the storyline's the same, but the players are different. Whatever. This is so stupid and lazy and creative just really just blew this completely.
You bring up a good point. She did win it at a meaningless Raw. Did this not taint it for you guys? Because honestly, didn't Bailey feel like the one that she should have got that WrestleMania moment, and now it's completely gone? Like, she should have got that WrestleMania moment. And now I am utterly convinced for another year, Charlotte will not lose at a pay-per-view.
Oh,
I'm calling that prediction right now.
I think it's going to be they're going to do a tag match at Fastlane so Bailey can have the belt coming into WrestleMania, and then Bailey's absolutely losing that belt at WrestleMania.
Right. Yeah. If I don't think Fastlane's going to have a championship match. Charlotte's going to win because she can't lose. Oh, no, wait. Is it only tag? Is it only championship matches at pay-per-views?
Only singles, yep.
Only singles. Okay. So, yes, you're right. It's going to be a tag team. She can lose it. Bailey can get that momentum for the win, whatever, and then yes, at WrestleMania.
Oh, I know. Actually, I think Bailey will lose the tag match. I think they'll still. Yeah, but the point is, they'll do a tag match so Bailey can't lose the belt.
Okay,
but aren't we overlooking something here?
What's up?
There was a certain female superstar backstage, and I think she has champion written all over her. Yes, I am talking about Kelly Kelly.
Really?
Yeah, she was backstage at Vegas because you know she's a hooker. And she used to bang Test. God bless Test. I got Test involved here. I'm so happy
this is
right
the
now.
First time you've ever mentioned Test.
Oh, man. I don't even have a point anymore.
I mean, I think we mentioned Sean Stasiak before we mentioned Test. I'm impressed.
Yes, we have.
So, okay. Yeah, so...
They ruined WrestleMania Women Raw. But yeah, is anybody here surprised that they ruined it? Nobody here is surprised because Raw's been fucking the women like... hardcore. It's like Vivid Video and Pornhub on Raw.
Well, that's just it. The
what? Pornhub or Vivid?
Vivid.
Okay.
Another
V word.
Yeah. We're very
voluptuous.
Yes. I mean, I should use that word. Can we start all over and we do
I
that?
I hate you so much.
All right. So, yeah, what we're talking about. So, you're right. They just ruined it. They ruined a WrestleMania moment. Clear day is this day. Does anybody even care about Charlotte's stupid pay-per-view record? I mean, WWE obviously does.
Yeah, Vince does.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, Vince does. Apparently, this streak he cares about. There's another streak he did not care about.
He cares about it so it can be ruined and shocked. That's the only thing he cares about.
As long as shocked Undertaker guy is there, who I've met, by the way. We've met, by the way. I'm all for that.
Oh, and you know who's actually going to break Charlotte's streak? Nia Jax.
Asuka.
You think Vince would do the correct thing and give it to Asuka?
No, guys. it's going to be to returning Beth Phoenix.
Oh.
If we're going to go the Brock Lesnar route of destroying things, then.
No. I got a better one, and I swore I would never mention her name again on this podcast. It's going to be a returning Paige.
Yeah, because of the movie, that's actually a really good point.
That's good, though. I'm okay with Paige.
No, you're not.
Speaking of that movie, have you guys seen the cast for that thing? It's going to be amazing. They got Cersei Lannister playing her mom in that movie.
I'm surprised they're making a movie about it, to be honest with you. It doesn't seem like...
Well, have you watched the original?
No.
It's actually really interesting. It really gives you a really good insight into kind of Paige's background and where she came from.
Britain.
Actually, my favorite part of that, you know, it's interesting seeing Paige in that, but her brother, who was always, you know, trying out alongside her, and they were always like, yeah, you need to lose some more weight and get some more shape. And apparently when they still go over there, he often, you know, does dark matches. But like in the documentary, he's like, I could do that, or I could continue staying with my family and drinking beer every night and wrestling. And it was like, that was his choice. And I'm like, good for you if that's what you want.
Yeah, hey, if he's happy, gets what he wants, hey, good for him, right?
Will this be better than Holy Foley?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I watched about 5 minutes of Holy Foley, and I was like, holy shit, no. So
it's one of the most unwatchable things on the WWE Network. But we got to cancel the Stone Cold podcast. We got to cancel Legends with JBL. We got to only have one season of the Legend House.
But season two of Holy Foley.
Oh, man. Drag my sack across Vince's face for that one.
All right, we're getting sidetracked, so let's go back. So, Carrie.
How was dragging my sack across Vince's face sidetracked? We were talking about Charlotte and Vince.
It's true. All right, so, Carrie, you gave us the bad. Is there any good?
Well, there's some good. I mean, but of course, good equals SmackDown. We all know this.
True.
Which leads me to another thing. Have you guys seen the meme where it's a guy pointing at Raw says, why can't you be more like your brother? And there's SmackDown.
No, I haven't seen that, but that's funny.
You should
send it to me and I could put it in the blog.
I will.
Where's that blog, Eric? You gotta be like everybody else and pimp this shit.
Oh, I don't know. I usually 9deuce.com/wrestling. I believe it's 9deuce.com/wrestling.
Good job, dear.
I try not to promote it.
No, he relies on us to do it, which we're fine with.
Yeah, pretty much.
Unless the only time he does promote himself is when it's a new thing coming up, like, you know, when it was February and he had the half month marathon of chick flicks, he did the first week, but then he relied on us to do it the next week. So,
so I was talking SmackDown women.
Yes.
Yes. The good SmackDown women. Oh, how I love them. So Naomi's champ. So that was a great thing, but I already mentioned that. Alexa in that segment, she's fantastic.
You're talking about the SmackDown segment?
Yes, with Naomi and Alexa interrupting and basically saying, yeah, keep that warm. I'm getting it back next week. I don't believe she's going to get it back next week, but possibly at Mania. I'm feeling a little bit of maybe a fatal four-way at Mania with Becky, Mickey, Alexa, and Naomi. What do you guys think?
Will there be a protagonist?
Maybe.
And who's the lead antagonist?
I don't know.
You know, people online have been pointing out that, you know, it used to be in WWE, if it didn't happen in WWE, it didn't exist. So, like, on SmackDown, Otunga kept going with the, you know, oh, ring rust, Mickey hasn't been doing it. And JBL was like, no, she's been wrestling elsewhere, like, all these years. So I think, you know, whereas some people might be like, why is Mickey getting a title shot already? She hasn't, you know, done all this. I think, actually, JBL is there to promote the... No, I mean, like, heck, she held a title in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, she was the former Maryland Championship Wrestling Women's Champion. I think she dropped the belt to Melina, but Melina has it now. I don't know if there was somebody in between or not. But regardless, Mickie James did hold the MCW Women's title.
That's true.
Oh, and that Mick kick is beautiful.
She got better at it because it used to be okay. But my goodness, it's been spot on. Yeah, SmackDown was amazing.
The one last night was fantastic.
One thing that we didn't talk about at the Elimination Chamber was Alexa doing the hair flip and then throwing gum in Naomi's face in the beginning of the match was really a thing of beauty. And it needs to be complimented. And it's also nice to say Alexa without my fucking Amazon Echo going ape shit. This is so nice.
So that does bring up a good point. We're talking about the women division overall. SmackDown put on 3 women's matches at Elimination Chamber on the main card.
Yeah, and they shouldn't have.
And they didn't. Well, yeah, they probably should have taken the Nikki one off, that was at least. But Becky, I thought Becky, Mickey James was really good. I really liked the title match, even though it was a little sloppy.
Every single Alexa match is sloppy to a small degree.
Yeah, it's because she's small, actually. I think that's the reason.
It's a huge reason, yeah.
Yeah. And that'll always be a problem for her, but it was still a good, entertaining match, I thought.
It's fun watching her get on her tiptoes to do, like, some moves.
Yes.
I've been noticing that
especially
a lot.
When she has to put someone, like,
on the turnbuckle?
Yeah, when she's trying to put someone on the turnbuckle, she lifts up and she gets on her tiptoes. It's hilarious. But you know what the thing was? SmackDown didn't throw it in our face. It wasn't historical. Historical. 3 women's matches on one card. They just let it play.
I'm really starting to hate that word.
Oh, well, welcome to the club. That's why we say it all the time.
Yeah, pretty much. Fucking hate that word.
So, yeah, I don't know. Women wrestling to me always used to be bathroom break. That's what I used to assume it to. Raw, it still kind of is. It's gotten a little bit... Like, I watched Charlotte Bailey.
You fool.
I was a fool, you're right.
What did you learn?
That not to watch Charlotte Bailey. Well, I knew it once... I don't know. Once she won it, I was really pissed
off. Once she won it, I knew she was going to be the champion. Good insight, Russ.
No, I knew for a fact that Charlotte was
not become champion.
Yeah, and I knew what I was going to say is I knew Charlotte was never losing at a pay-per-view at a single match for the title ever again. So that's it. Kind of just killed my vibe for the whole thing.
Yeah, I just feel like we're constantly getting Rickrolled, and like she may as well just come out to the song. Like, why not? I think it's appropriate.
All right.
Yeah, we should move on.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so let's move on to my topic. What tickled my fancy? Because frankly, I'm the host, and I will go whenever I want. Okay, so I want to talk SmackDown main event. So Raw main event we just talked about, and it was piss poor. But we're going to talk about a fantastic pay-per-view level. I'm throwing it out there. Pay-per-view level match on a free television show. That triple threat match. Holy shit, was it good. And it played all the right notes again. Just like, I don't know why, it's like Elimination Chamber match. They played all the right notes. In fact, it was, there was a moment I honestly thought John Cena was going to win it again. I was like, they're going to do this? This is fucking stupid. Because there was no way I thought AJ was going to get out of it. Got out of it. But I thought it was really smart getting rid of Bray in the beginning of the match with Luke, because at first I was like, well, they haven't done anything with Luke. They haven't done anything with Randy. What the hell's going on? Getting Luke, even for that 5 seconds, I thought it was brilliant. Really well done. Gave us what Luke's going to be doing. I'm hoping he goes into next week's number one contender spot or the Battle Royal, whatever the hell they're doing. But honestly, I thought it was one of the best televised shows we've ever seen. And they gave 40 minutes to it. Granted, there was a commercial in between or two. But they gave it 40 minutes. That's rare, especially for SmackDown. It only has 2 hours.
Russ, that was not 40 minutes.
It was darn close. Go ahead, give me the actual time.
I don't have anything up. I'm just saying that there's no way in hell that was 40 minutes. Now, are you counting entrances?
With entrances and commercials, yes. I was counting the commercials too, because
and the pointing at the sign.
Yep.
I. Can we just make a fucking montage of the point of the signs with, like, the Benny Hill theme song? That would make me a little happier about life.
And people taking random shots because, you know, every time somebody points to the WrestleMania sign, you're supposed to drink.
Yeah.
We would be dead.
I mean, that's like drinking every time Natalya or Nikki botches a spot in a match. Or Enzo.
Oh, my God.
Like, we got to give props to Enzo for
at
that.
At least I say, okay, I didn't see the Nikki one, so I had to choose Enzo for our choice. But at least Enzo made it look like, oh, I'm dizzy and I'm distraught.
Maybe I'm just going to take a break here.
Yeah, let me take a break for a second. At least he did that. Nikki, She sold a no hit from what I can tell.
Yeah.
So, I wish I'd seen it. Okay. So what'd you guys think though? Main event, SmackDown. What'd you think? Carrie?
I think it was fantastic. Almost as good as what I saw Sunday night. It was great. You know, the foreshadowing beatdown of Harper to Bray in the beginning was fantastic. It really, you know, advanced that storyline. The action between all three men were just, it was just amazing. And then just everything in general was really, really well done. It had my attention from beginning to end. There were parts where I was literally on the edge of my seat going, oh my God, they're really going to take the belt off of Bray after just one, two days, there was a point where
I thought so. They were so good at it. They legitimately made me think, oh my God, what are they doing?
I mean, I think I at the last like 5 minutes of that match, I literally held my breath like, oh my God, please don't let this happen. As soon as that Sister Abigail happened, he pinned Cena, 1, 2, 3, it was over, Bray retained. I was a very, very happy person. I am a very big fan of this Wyatt era.
I want to go back to that in a second, but I want to get everybody else's opinion. So just remind me of that. I want to talk about the pins. Okay. So, all right, go ahead, Kent. What'd you think?
I liked AJ, Jackknife, and Cena. That pin was very believable.
Yes, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to find a better on television level match, really. That's probably going to be TV match of the year. It's going to be hard to beat that, and that's cool. That's very cool. Eric?
All right. So it had one of my favorite moments. Now, I know it's very controversial. Some people love it. Some people hate it. The fact that these days a finisher isn't necessarily a finisher. You know, people are kicking out of AAs all the time. Personally, I actually do like it. But I know some people are like, a finisher is a finisher. But anyways, the reason I bring this up is there was a great moment in that match where Cena AA'd Styles, and rather than go for the pin, he did this cool flip maneuver and put him back up, getting ready to do another one. Because that's basically Cena telling the audience, look, we all know, we've all learned by this 18th match or whatever, that one AA is not going to finish off AJ Styles, but, so I'm going to go for number two.
And it brings up to my point, too. Like, I was just about to bring this up.
Jesus Christ, Russ, let the man make a point.
He did make a point.
Actually, yeah, I did finish my point.
Jesus Christ, Russ, finish your point.
All right, so, and I like this, JBL, again, he's really great at commentary because he doesn't let the bullcrap fly. He mentions, he goes, he literally said, these guys are on another level. Finishers are not going to cut it sometimes. And he brought it up. He actually said, you may have to do more than one finisher because finishers aren't going to do it anymore.
I missed that. He actually said that.
He said it was in, I paraphrase, but he basically mentioned saying that, you know, these guys are on upper level where one's not going to do it. You're going to have to find other ways to finish them off. That's basically what he said. And yeah, I can, you know, AJ, John, now Bray, they're at the top echelon level, I would say, yeah. And Randy, I'll give Randy a credit too, because he's awesome.
May I go off on a quick tangent?
Sure, because this is not...
Sorry, it really bothered me when I listened to last week's podcast, and you brought up Talking Smack, and you were like, yeah, so, people, when they've been saying, you know, oh, maybe AJ's getting a little buried, watch this week's Talking Smack, and you'll see why that's not the case. I'm assuming you were referring to the fact that I think Cena said, like, him and AJ were on a different level or something. Like, the moral of the story is, you guys talked for, like, 20 minutes about Talking Smack, and you never made it to the fireworks factory. I was like, okay, when are you going to bring up what we were supposed to have seen on Talking Smack to show that AJ isn't being buried?
Well, to be fair, I don't watch Talking Smack until way after the podcast. I just heard that part. So if that's what you really want out of me,
Kent to answer
I was hoping Ken would give us something.
Sometimes I just, you know, you ask me a question and I just ask you a different question. Fuck your answers. Pull a little Roddy Piper, if you will.
I'm sorry. It was just something. I just listened to it earlier. And I was let me tell you something.
Stop insulting our podcast while you're on our podcast.
No. Carry on. You're doing God's work. But, I mean, did you at least appreciate the double meat reference?
Oh, I absolutely did.
There you go.
I thought the Naomi reference to... well, I don't want to bring it up again because we just laughed so much. But what did we say?
The fuck are you talking about?
The Naomi reference.
When?
Well, we couldn't stop laughing. So
that was a Nikki reference.
What was it, Nikki?
And I'd watch a video of her holding herself. Wow, we're being lewd yet again. There's a surprise.
And how did I say never made it to the fireworks factory and no one started talking like Poochie the Rockin' Dog? Dear God. All right, never mind.
We all dropped the ball.
Do we not do Simpsons references on
this? Oh, no, we do Simpsons reference whenever possible, but that was, my God, 20 years ago? I'm supposed to remember every single friggin' reference that comes out of Simpsons?
The Poochie the Dog episode?
Oh, no, Poochie the Dog, yeah, but the... Yeah,
the fireworks factory, they were going to the fireworks factory when Poochie showed up. All right, people.
So, the other thing is, too...
What are you going on about? Can we get to Eric's segment?
No, I want to finish one more part of mine, and then we can go.
Russ, we are on a...
Not tight schedule, yeah, we've already blown that part.
Yeah. Well, then finish the part. Oh, Jesus!
All right, so the only other thing I said, what I really like is going on with Bray Wyatt right now is that...
Why we can't have nice things.
That's true. I like the fact that they're doing with Bray Wyatt is they've made him a strong champion in 3 days. He's pinned John Cena twice and AJ Styles once. That's good. I mean, that makes him look strong, and that's how you make a champion.
That's Branson good.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Rip?
I mean, that's how you make a star, period.
Yeah, he's got legitimate... Nobody can say he didn't pin John Cena and AJ twice, or John Cena twice and AJ once in 3 days, literally. That's pretty awesome. And that gives him a strong lead into WrestleMania.
Good point, Russ.
Thank you. That's all I really wanted. All right, so, Eric, what tickled your fancy this week?
All right, so I want to talk about basically the ending to SmackDown with Bray and Randy in the ring, and I'm sure for a lot of people it was a what the hell was that moment. Now, here's where I think they should take the storyline and what I'm really hoping for. Now, I think the obvious thing is it's going to be, oh, this is Randy's mind games, classic Viper, it's all going to be turned around, he's faking it the whole
time. Wait, so that's what you think's going to happen?
That's what I think's going to happen, because that's
that is what's going
to
happen.
That's the easy storyline to go with. That's what's it. But, okay, here's the thing. Whereas, you know, I know Senor Rotunda was very happy to finally win the belt, but Bray Wyatt, the character, doesn't actually care about being champion. His whole character for years has been no-selling his loss after loss after loss. If any other character lost that many big matches, he would have been gone a long time ago. But Bray can show up on the show the next day and completely no-sell the loss, and everyone forgets about it. And, you know, that's part of why, you know, his wins these past, you know, 2 days are so big. Some people would have had so many losses back then that these wins would have been absolutely necessary to salvage the character.
Dolph Ziggler!
Yeah, I don't even think they were entirely that necessary. So where I'm going with this is...
I was going to say, if he took another loss, I think it would have been time to scrap the character.
Well, that's stupid, Russ.
But I honestly think... Here's what I think where the Bray Wyatt character would want to go with this. An actual ripoff of Star Wars. Specifically, the idea of the Sith... And you always have a master and a student, and the whole idea is that the master trains the student to eventually become powerful enough to kill the master. So when Randy was like, I'm not going to rebel, I'm going to follow you, you are still the master, and Bray goes, well, now you've just earned the keys to the kingdom. I actually think that was Bray Wyatt saying, by the fact you said you were still beholden to me, you've actually earned the right to try to fight me and take me down and win the belt. And I think a fantastic storyline would be, rather than the same old crap of, oh, this is the Viper, you know, this is a big implosion storyline, I want to see Bray Wyatt spend like the next 7 weeks or whatever it is training Randy Orton to beat him at WrestleMania. To basically become the heir to the Wyatt family. Like, this whole time, Wyatt's been training Randy to become the new leader of the Wyatt family. So you go through 7 weeks of Bray training Randy to win. Randy does win. Bray then says, you're the new leader of the Wyatt family, and goes to Raw. And, you know, for years, I don't know why people have been saying eventually Bray's going to get, like, a super face push. But give it a shot. Bring him to Raw and try to turn him into a super face. Do that for a year, actually push him hard. And then a year later,
push him hard.
A year later from NXT, Insanity shows up and starts to talk to Bray about how you're no longer, you know, the cult leader you used to be. And then there's a whole storyline.
You are fantasy booking so far out that there's no chance in hell of that ever happening. But
plus, I mean, you'd have to hold off on the Bray super push because Bray is a face. If you remember last year, Bray went after Triple H a couple times and the crowd ate it up. Triple H is the key to that super face push. Triple H is the key to a lot of things. So I like everything that you're going because it gives us a great montage video to show us 20 times during the pre-show at WrestleMania. As long as it has really good music, I'm all for everything that Eric said, plus it was a Star Wars reference. I keep expecting this to go like it did at WrestleMania 21 with Triple H telling Batista, you know, go for JBL's championship. They did that whole thing. I keep waiting for them to do a segment. I don't know how they would hold off for the next 3 weeks, but then do a segment on Raw where Bray and Randy show up and, you know, go after Goldberg or Owens, whoever. You know, I think that'd be kind of neat, but I don't know. Star Wars is better.
I like the idea of it. I highly doubt that's going to happen because they're
Can we have
wrestling.
Mark Hamill as the ref?
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, I just told you. Mark Hamill, ref.
The only thing I would see is it's – well, let's go this. Would we agree that this is one of the best storylines they've done – wrestling's done in a long time?
Oh, absolutely.
My only criticism is I think Bray and Randy should have been tag team champs longer, especially since they didn't do anything with the belt for a month after they lost
it. I think they screwed up timing. That's what it was.
But that's the only thing. Otherwise, it's been pretty flawless. And it really shows, you know – people have been saying Borton for years, and I've not liked Randy for many years. But I think this really, I mean, like, I've read interviews where he's been, like, marking out at being in the Wyatt family. Like, he's even though he's, you know, a veteran many times over Bray, he's, like, really enjoying his time, and, like, he feels like he's actually learning stuff from Bray. And I think
he's
pretty cool.
Better at what he's been doing.
Yeah.
Well, it's something fresh, and, I mean, hell, he ate the pin 2 weeks in a row against American Alpha, I believe, like a month ago. Yeah, he looks like he's having fun, and when wrestlers are having fun, they're more interesting.
Jericho.
Yes, which I'll get to.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, first I'd like to hear Kerry talk about the Sith. Jedi.
Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
Rogue One.
Well, I mean, I love Star Wars. Everyone in this room knows that. And I love that you made that reference, by the way. Anyway.
Right, stop doing the suck-up stuff. Let's go.
I don't care if you're so mean. That's horrible. Shame on you.
Hence why I paused a little bit. But anyway. Okay. So my thoughts on Eric's proposed storyline. It's got a lot of potential because you can add things to it.
Like Mark Hamill.
Yes, Mark Hamill's one. But you can also add Luke Harper because he probably feels he has a legitimate claim to the Wyatt family throne. And because I believe last week he just got cleared to return, Eric Rowan could also come back and say, I have a legitimate claim to the Wyatt family throne.
The only thing I'm going to say about with Eric Rowan, I like him, don't get me wrong, but keep him out of the storyline. It's not his fault or anything, but they've got such a great storyline right now going with the three of them. It would just feel like out of nowhere bringing him in. Yes, I realize he's part of the family, but...
out of nowhere.
Yes, RKO.
Can we also bring in Braun?
He was a part of it too. Why don't we bring Braun back?
I mean, why can't we? When we have the draft, you know, the lottery thing, we could bring Braun over to SmackDown and have him get involved in this if we really want to go long term on it, which would be cool.
And that would get him off of Raw because he's not really doing anything there.
What are we talking about? He's looking for competition. And he's going to get it from Roman Reigns.
Oh.
Sad panda.
All right, so you brought up a good point now. And did anybody catch? I'm not sure what they said. They're doing a battle royal, correct?
Wait, why are you anti-gingers? The fuck, man? What did Rowan ever do to you?
Did you ever see the video of, like, that? I just said keep him out.
Rowan visited a sick kid once at his house, and I gave him toys and stuff. He's a gem, okay? And you're just anti-fucking gingers because they have no souls?
I was going to say, out of everybody in this room right now, you are the most ginger-hating person there is.
I'm not disputing that.
Just a note to our fans who are gingers, we love you.
Yes, we do.
We love our fans. Thank you.
We just know you have no souls.
Yeah, Kent doesn't love you.
And you have no souls.
I've been on record saying I don't like the fans.
So, okay. But did they say the Battle Royal next week that decides the number one contender? Is that because Randy is stepping down? And I put that in quotations.
Well, I actually have not heard about the Battle Royal. What exactly?
They're going to have next week a Battle Royal to determine the number one contender. But is that for number one contender for 2 weeks down the line on SmackDown? Or is it for WrestleMania? That they didn't mention, or at least I didn't.
When was it mentioned? Was that a Talking
Smack? I want to say Talking Smack.
Okay. Well, if so, then they're already blowing my storyline.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's why I really kind of want to tell you that. But if Luke is in it, it will be interesting to see, because if he wins that, oh, baby, we are looking at that
triple threat match.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's no way else. Who, Dolph? Yeah, I'm dissing you, Dolph.
You're right. Well, AJ, but if he's going to get Shane, obviously we know it's going to happen.
Oh, my God, match of the year.
Absolutely. Especially when Shane jumps off something really dangerous.
He's going to jump off the WrestleMania sign.
Yes. Yes.
There we go. There's our WrestleMania moment.
Speaking of the WrestleMania sign, do you think Vince told Bray he had to point at the WrestleMania sign? Because if there was ever a wrestler who shouldn't be pointing at it, it's him.
Absolutely. No, that's the problem. You still have to be a company shill, no matter who you are. So, yeah, he had to point to that. Because you're right, it makes no sense for him to point to it. He should have just...
Yeah, I don't even think his character would care about having the belt. I kind of feel like he'd, like, drag it behind him. Like,
no, I think he does. He had a great on-fire promotion in the beginning, and he did say he had the whole world in his hand when he... So.
Oh, I think there were some people who were actually trying to sing that at Elimination Chamber. But,
not trying, succeeding. They did.
Yeah, I mean, it came over the mic, but it still wasn't, you know, obviously, you know, a whole audience doing it, which would have been awesome.
You know what's nice? Having somebody else that will argue with you. This is so nice. It's like Eric's doing work for me. This
is true. You can be quiet, which is what you like doing. All right. So let's move on because we are really far behind. Kent, what tickled your fancy this week?
The Festival of Friendship on Raw. It was really good. Jericho was cheesy over the top, great. And they brought me back to a time when all was well in the world. The year was 1992. The date was January 12th. And Shawn Michaels put Mari Jannetty's house arrest bitch ass through the barbershop glass. And here we are, what, 25 years later? And we get another chance at life with KO turning on Jericho. If they fuck this up with putting the belt on Goldberg...
Oh, they totally are.
I am so going to bitch about it. Like an internet wrestling fan.
Actually, you know what? This is the great time to be a swerve, though. Because wouldn't it be... Because Jericho already promised that the belt won't change hands. How great would it be if Jericho came down, interfered in the match, and now the belt didn't change hands, and now they can have that match, that sweet match at WrestleMania?
I think there's going to be a DQ. There's no reason not to.
Goldberg does not need that belt for 5 weeks, or 2 weeks, really, at that point.
That match doesn't need the belt.
Absolutely not.
Well, here's the thing. If the whole thing was yet another Jericho setup where they're faking being mad and then Jericho is going to come out and do something.
Oh, no,
then,
I don't think it's going to be that.
Then KO keeps the belt. If this is legitimate, they broke up. No, it's then Goldberg's getting the belt. It's, oh, Jericho's no longer there. They're no longer friends.
You're right, but how great would it be to set up the title for title? Now they're enemies, which makes it easier to be title for title.
Like Warrior versus Hogan, WrestleMania 6.
Right. Have that go off. But Jericho comes down and attacks KO during the match, and then he can say he kept his promise. He promised that he would not let the belt change hands. He didn't.
I know. It would be great, but if
they... I know it's not happening. But
if they're really broken up, it's so Goldberg can get the belt.
And yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. That's Wrestling 101. That's not SmackDown. SmackDown would be our idea, I think. Damn it, being on Raw.
Yeah, but you know what? Raw in general actually wasn't terrible this week.
No.
You know, especially if you count, you know, get rid of anything that involves the women, you're doing okay
most of the
with
night. Actually, it was only 15% of the night, so sorry.
You got the exact number on that?
Yeah, actually someone did the tabulations. 15% women on Raw, 21% women on SmackDown.
I just want to interrupt you and let Carrie talk.
All right, I think we're forgetting one great thing about that segment, guys. Gilbert.
That was awesome.
Who used to work at James Ellsworth's high school.
As a janitor.
As a janitor, yes.
Now, here's a question. Will Gilbert be showing up on 205 Live?
No. Let's not taint 205 Live.
Probably not. I mean, they already brought in the Spirit Squad but and the Headbangers, but shit, why not? It'd be funny. I'm all for fun. And magicians.
Okay, sorry, resume, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Am I allowed to call her dear on the podcast, or is that still...
No, that's fine. Just the sucking up of each, you know. Oh. Cut that out.
Yes, sir.
Kent and I can't suck up to each other.
But Russ, you look so handsome over there.
Thank you.
Okay, so, yeah, that was definitely important. We had Gilbert, guys. But to speak to the breakup that we knew was coming, we've been talking about when it was going to happen for weeks. Well, it finally happened, but that was one great painting.
That painting was amazing.
That was fantastic.
Although we knew it was coming, though, did you actually expect it for this segment?
No.
That was the beauty of it, was that they've built it up to the point where we're just like waiting every week, and yet this particular segment, it was obvious that that was going to happen, yet
none of us bought into it. Yeah, I honestly thought they were trying to twist us like it was going to stay, they're still friends. But
and I've heard from numerous people, both casual and hardcore fans, that actually felt bad for Jericho, and I'm like, holy balls, they actually evoked emotion from us heartless bastards, which is neat.
In fact, I do believe I mentioned that in the blog. It's the one time, I'm a smark, so I don't...
Christ almighty, self-promotion over here.
That's right. Wrestling, nineDeuce.com/wrestling. The point, I actually legitimately felt bad for Jericho. And I know it's a work. I know they're actually still friends. I'm sure they're still great friends in the back, blah, blah, blah. But Jericho sold it so well. He did really good. And it was awesome. And KO giving him the list just was great. That was awesome. So I felt bad. Did you? Come on. You can't tell me you didn't feel bad at least a little bit.
I'm just saying I had this great idea. I wasn't paying attention to you. But Kevin Owens needs a stable with Simon Gotch and Sin Cara. Like, the legitimate badass club? Like, tell me you wouldn't get behind that. Look, get rid of the mask. Get rid of the stupid outfit. Keep the mustache.
I gotta keep the mustache.
That way Aiden English can go on and do something good. And maybe Sin Cara and Simon Gotch have some kind of weird chemistry. It could be like the APA. Who knows? Just tossing that out there. To answer your question, I don't know what the fuck you asked. I don't care.
I didn't ask a question.
Good. Don't.
I was waiting for you to respond on the...
Do you think Gentleman Jack Gallagher will ever basically become the Spike Dudley of the VOD villains?
No.
No, only because they hate the VOD villains.
Yeah, the VOD villains are garbage.
Like, it pains me to say that. But...
It does, too, yeah. I love... Aiden English is great. I didn't care for either way for Simon Gotch, but I like the VOD villains. And they completely ruined them for me, and I do not want to do that to Jack.
Well, why don't we do this, guys? Let's just get rid of Simon Gotch, pair Aiden English with Jack Gallagher.
And VOD villains too?
Exactly.
Wouldn't that feel a little bit like the Hardy Boys?
Well, so Aiden,
I like both of those guys, so I'm okay with it.
Aiden English, he's the one who's married to the Guerrero, right?
Shaw, yeah.
Right. Yes.
So here's what, you know, I always loved the VOD villains, but I always thought a great way to get nuclear heat for, like, Aiden English would be, before his debut, bring back Vicky Guerrero and have her give a speech about how she's introducing the next person to carry on the Guerrero legacy, who will, like, you know, bring prestige back, and then introduce Aiden English, who's super white, and then have him do nothing but a boring ground-based offense, just because that would be like, you know, maybe every now and then fake that he's going to go for a frog splash and then he like climbs back down. I just thought that would be
the only problem is that that would bury Aiden, I think.
Yes, because he's doing so well.
Yeah,
now.
But could he come out in like the lowrider as well?
Yeah, so he does everything. So basically, he does everything a Guerrero would, except in the ring.
Well, hopefully not die like Chavo.
Well, yes, we want to.
But he would have to add like safety features to the lower. Like he's like, I disabled. Could he wear a seatbelt? Yeah.
There's a lot of fun that could be done with that. And Vicky better be in the Hall of Fame next year.
Oh, that's good. Oh God. So who do you think's going in the celebrity wing this year? Because I have my prediction, and Carrie's not happy with it.
Well, I want to hear your prediction.
Okay, who is all right? What celebrity has eaten multiple AAs and is not yet in the Hall of Fame? He was formerly married to Britney Spears.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
K-Fed.
K-Federline. Kevin Federline.
If not this year, I think in the next few years he will be in the celebrity wing. But they haven't. I can't think of anyone else, actually, who would go in it at this time.
I would love Hugh Jackman to help promote Logan.
That's a good idea.
I mean, he did not. Who was it? Zack Ryder?
Yeah, and what is his new name in TNA?
Sandow?
Yeah, what was his
Aaron
name?
Rex.
Aaron Rex. Which, yes.
God damn, that fucking gimmick's awful. I hate TNA.
I mean, I haven't watched it, but wasn't the Aaron Rex gimmick TNA? I got fired from WWE. Like, isn't that the whole gimmick?
Oh, now he's like Adrian Adonis with a very feminine robe and some makeup, lipstick, eyeliner.
He does good in those weird. No, too weird. Yeah. Crossing the line.
They're trying it to be like more like Gold Dust, but it's yeah. You know, Gold Dust worked in the era that it
the happened. Era that it was. Yeah, it's kind of weird in this era. All right, yeah, that's true.
All right. We should move on.
All right, so let's do our normal segments for the week. So everyone here has a normal segment, except for Eric. We're going to give Eric a segment, though.
You could make my segment the women's match at WrestleMania from a few years ago. I know we're running behind. We'll save that segment for the next time I guest star.
So, never. All right, great.
I'm hurt.
Too soon.
All right, so let's go to Carrie. Every week, you come to us with some investigative reporting. And, Carrie, I want to know what your big news story of the week is, / I do believe we're calling it Rollins Update.
Yes, it's the weekly. It's time for the weekly Rollins Update. I will continue these until we know that his WrestleMania match is a go, kids. All right. So, unfortunately, this week on the Rollins Report, there's not that much of an update, guys. However, I do have a heartwarming Rollins-related story for you guys today. It involves Russ's favorite man crush, of course, and my favorite current wrestler. According to Fox Sports and, well, Finn Balor's Instagram, both Seth and Finn were in rehabbing in Birmingham, Alabama yesterday, Valentine's Day. And for laughs, I think they took a photo together with a poster of Triple H in the background. Basically showing, you know, unity and happiness and friendship, which, well, this story got me thinking, guys. A few things. Is there a bromance brewing between these two? If so, what should their name be? And is it me or is Triple H everywhere? Because he was in the background of this photo, guys, watching over them like the proud little papa that he is.
Illuminati confirmed.
I feel like we just became the E Network. Did that just happen? Are we like total nine dudes here?
Ken, you got to take the good with the bad sometimes, sir. Sir.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting next to it.
For most people, it was a heartwarming story, but it was a something else warming story for Russell.
Oh, yes.
In raging warm.
In the Pantel region. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for explaining the joke, Russell.
That's what I do best.
Is this what people have to expect every week when they listen to your podcast?
How many times do you listen to our podcast, Eric? You should know already.
Yeah, I've listened twice.
Okay, there you go.
I have something very lewd to say.
Go on.
Russ, do you call it the dual-edged sword?
I am now.
You're welcome.
Oh boy.
Yes. I saw that yesterday. I thought that was awesome. I'm trying to keep away from all the Rollins news because I want you to surprise me with it every week. So, all right. So we're not doing a special segment for Eric?
Nah, you're already running far behind. And this way I can save it for the future.
All right. Well, then.
Eric has confidence that we'll still be on the air in a few months.
Exactly.
Well, it's not like anyone can cancel you. You're doing this for free.
Wait, I thought you said we were getting paid for this. Yeah.
Drink it in, man.
I mean, short of...
I got kids. Well, kid.
I have dog.
I like midgets.
That's true.
So, see, this is how far behind we are. You can't afford to do my segment.
All right, so speaking of dual-edged swords, Ross, who is your man crush of the week?
All right, man crush of the week. I'm going to give it to a man who deserves it this week, folks. Finally, after so long of waiting and waiting and waiting, Bray Wyatt won the championship. Yes, man crush of the week is Bray Wyatt.
You didn't go for Goldberg?
I was going to go Goldberg, but then I thought they didn't give it enough time to simmer in. He was only out there for a second. I just couldn't.
First Kurt Angle, now Goldberg.
Goldberg doesn't deserve it, sir. Kurt Angle does. Kurt Angle's going to get it. Don't worry.
Yeah, and you chose some British dude or something.
I'm saving Kurt for a special moment.
Dual-edged sword will be busy. That's fantastic.
So, yes, Bray Wyatt, yes, obviously we talked a lot about him, so I'm not going to spend too much time talking about him, but he did incredible this week in both of his matches. Actually, all of his matches. I don't remember if he was in a match on SmackDown last week or not, but whatever. He's done great. He's awesome. Congratulations. He does deserve the belt. So, awesome. That's my man crush.
Delightful.
Kent. What really grinds your gears, sir?
The myth of WrestleMania.
Go on.
In the beginning, there was a man, Vince McMahon, and he had this dream to have WrestleMania, and it was supposed to be like this star-studded extravaganza, and like WrestleMania 1 was actually like this thing. It was, I don't know how many people here have actually watched WrestleMania 1, but it's nothing like, you know, what Mania became. You know, you had all these celebrities. It was just a really big star-studded thing. It was celebrities all around. It was something interesting. Then WrestleMania became the wrestling show of the year. It was the show everybody would look forward to. It was the start of big feuds, the end of big feuds, whatever whatever they needed at the time. It was the streak. It had a lot of things going for it. And over the past decade, I would say, WrestleMania has kind of gone back to its roots of really trying to get like the celebrities, the musical performances, and all this stuff. And I think fans are still holding on to this whole myth that WrestleMania is this big wrestling thing. It's not. WrestleMania is not a wrestling event anymore. WrestleMania is a wrestling event / concert / like whatever the fuck you want to call it, but it's really not a huge wrestling show anymore. The entrances often take just as long, if not longer, than the matches. WrestleMania, it's really kind of a myth now that it's like this big wrestling show. Really, Money in the Bank or SummerSlam are probably your two best bets for a pure wrestling show. They're more what traditional fans would consider the WrestleMania. And I don't agree with bringing back all the part-timers, but every year we get all pissed off about it. And it's all due to the myth that WrestleMania is this end-all, be-all wrestling show. And it's not. Like, we have to acknowledge that for the past however long, it has not been this big wrestling show. It's a way to, you know, bring back stars from the past. It's fantasy booking at its finest. And that's it. You're going to walk away, be pissed off that somehow Shaquille O'Neal just beat the Big Show, who actually has fucking abs, is down to 380 pounds. Actually, Big Show's going job to Braun next week.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's about to job next week anyway, so.
We're just never going to get that Mania back. It's not going to happen. We need to stop thinking that it's going to. So that's what grinds my gears this week.
You bring up a good point on that. I mean, wrestling, when I think WrestleMania, I think it's the big wrestling show, but I also think of it, it's kind of like I know you hate football right now, but it's kind of like the Super Bowl in sense that Super Bowl's not about football anymore. It's now about the concert in the middle.
Exactly.
It's exactly that. WrestleMania is that. That's what they're trying to model it after. It's the, we want everyone to enjoy WrestleMania, not just the hardcore fans.
Yeah, fuck our fans. We want to get as many eyes as possible.
Right?
Yeah, that's all it is. And we can either accept it or be mad at it, but we have to acknowledge what it is. It is what it is, and that's why we have five part-timers wrestling this year at WrestleMania. It is what it is. Like it, hate it, whatever. The only thing that I still hate about WrestleMania is the streak. Also, I wanted to give a shout-out
to... That is a wound that will never heal.
No, never. Speaking of wounds that will never heal, Vader. He posted on Twitter today, "As I enter my final days, proud of the father, son, brother, football player, pro wrestler, the super heavy big man goat, I'm grateful for the time." Nothing else has really been said. I don't know if he's gotten more bad news. It was reported last November that his doctors informed him he had 2 years to live. Judging by that, I'm guessing he got some pretty bad news.
That's to say less than 2 years.
So that's a bummer. I mean, you know, three of us at the table can all vouch that probably our fondest memory of Vader involved himself calling himself a big piece of shit.
But we watched that live. I still remember that.
That was the best thing I've ever seen.
Vader should be remembered for so many things, but that's what we will remember him for. So there we go.
It was just such a shock. Nobody ever does that.
Nobody said shit back then. Like, it was great.
It was perfect.
All right, let's get to the Guess the Wrestler.
All right, every week we do a Guess the Wrestler. We have nine. Basically what it is one of us comes up with a wrestler, and the other two, /3 in this case, get to ask nine questions in total, and then two guesses. But that's not going to happen this week because there's three of us. So we're still going to have nine questions, but three guesses.
Yep.
So breaking the nine deuce, but...
Yeah.
That's what happens when you have guests on.
It happens.
All right. So actually, our guest has the wrestler for this week.
I do.
All right. As always, ladies first.
I'm going to go with gender. I always do. Male or female?
Male.
Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah, I'd actually like to save some good questions.
Good call. You're the best question giver. All right. Eric, is this person a current wrestler? Period. Current wrestler.
No, he's retired.
Retired. Okay.
Did he predominantly or primarily wrestle for WWE, WWF?
No. Well,
for over 50% of his career.
More than 50% of his career.
Or is it really kind of hard to tell because they've done a lot of shit?
Okay,
look in the reflection of his eyes to see what the answer is.
I always look into his eyes.
I know, so look in the reflection this time.
Oh, to cheat?
Yes.
No, I can't.
But the integrity of the game.
But I won't do that.
I would say...
He's known for his wrestling in WWE. Let's go with that.
He is known for wrestling in WWE. But, I mean, like, his actual places he's been, I think WWE is around the 50% mark.
Okay.
What era did he wrestle in the WWE?
That would have been... okay. So, pre-Attitude Era, like the really bad era just before the Attitude Era.
So, the new generation, like mid-90s?
Yes, exactly.
Early to mid-90s? Okay.
Ooh, that's going to take me out.
Yeah, well,
actually,
me too.
Actually, apparently it was more mid-90s.
So, he was getting into the Attitude Era. Did he ever make it into the Attitude Era?
He was actually pretty much gone during the Attitude Era and came back later.
Okay. Is this person alive?
Yes.
Has he been part of any factions?
Let's see. Not really a faction. Okay, sorry. If you were to talk about the... he was in the Alliance during the invasion angle.
Curses.
He was also apparently a member of X Factor. He returned to the WWF as a member of X Factor. And later the Alliance during the invasion angle.
See, I'm trying to think of the Alliance because that's where I would be. I don't remember anything from that except for Kurt Angle wearing that tiny hat. It was awesome. It was the best stuff he ever did. All right, Carrie, it's your question. Oh, wait, no, she did the faction. It's my question.
Yeah.
My apologies. Is he known for any titles? Like, did he have a title that he was kind of, that was his title for a little bit?
He was regularly a tag team champion, and he's an ECW World Heavyweight Champion. But he's especially known for his tag team work.
Okay.
X Factor had X-Pac and Albert. Neither one of them were ever ECW champs. Was this person a tag team champion outside of X Factor?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Russ, are you really looking up X Factor?
I had an idea who it was, and I just confirmed it.
Really?
Yes.
Great, because I have no idea.
Wait, was that only six questions, or that was the ninth?
No, that was the ninth question. That's it.
Oh, okay, good.
We had three.
Because I had nothing.
All right, Russ, take your guess.
I think it's just incredible.
That is correct. And in fact, if Carrie had paid attention in the car today, when I specifically asked her, are you actually allowed to ask if the wrestler is known for any notable catchphrases? This could have been done in one question.
Oh, is that where you were going with that?
Well, I didn't know I would be doing this, but I was curious because I was like, you could have, with this game, like if you just ask that question, it seems like that question.
There are times where the question will give it away.
Because literally the answer would have been not just the coolest, not just the best. But just incredible.
The only reason I thought Justin Incredible is I remember how much you like him, and then I remember...
Well, I really like Eldo Montoya. See, that was the question I was asking earlier, because I wanted it to be Eldo Montoya pushing his man of war.
Well, based on that question, I was like, how many guys had different things going for them? And I was just blanking out.
Well, all I could think of was like four guys, so...
So, Russ, what did you end up looking up?
I just wanted to look up X Factor. I wanted to make sure I was right. I wasn't sure
Russ,
if he
there
was...
there was like three or four members. That's kind of cheap.
But that was before my time. I thought it might be just incredible. My other thought was Dean Malenko, but then I wasn't sure if he was ever ECW champion.
I don't think he was.
I don't think
he got boosted by WCW before that, right? Did he wrestle?
See, I don't remember. That was the only... I was either between Just Incredible and Dean Malenko. Those are my two thoughts because they were both in the Alliance. And it was X Factor I wasn't sure of. So
Dean
that's
Malenko
why
was never in the Alliance, Russ.
Wasn't he part of WCW when it came over?
No, he was part of the Radicals with Benoit, Eddie, and Perry Saturn.
Well, I knew he was part of that, but didn't he also go into
the Alliance? That's when they entered.
Oh, well, then I thought they were part of... I thought the Radicals were a part of the Alliance then. Oops.
Nope, completely, because the Radicals came over about a year prior to WCW going under.
So they jumped ship at the right time.
Sure did.
Yeah, a lot of guys, who was it, like 11 guys were going to jump, and then only four decided to do it. The other four, the other seven just did not have very good careers moving forward.
I was going to say, did they have much
I think Shane Douglas was one of them. That's all I have to say.
Oh, poor Shane Douglas. Is he dead?
No, I still think that him and Ric Flair are going to fight to the death at some point, like an airport, and that's cool. And Shane's going to lose. Ric Flair is the cockroach. They're, like, him and Jake Roberts and Scott Hall all are the cockroaches of the wrestling industry. They don't die. Mm-hmm. Somehow they keep living. So.
Well, someone's got to.
Yeah, there's always somebody that
gotta
does.
Be right.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean, Joe Namath's still alive.
It is weird, too, though, if you think about it. Like, I would have thought Scott Hall would have ended it a while ago.
Yeah, absolutely. don't make sense. But
in a blaze of glory. Let's not go down with this. Oh, him dying in a hotel. It would be a blaze of glory.
All right. We're good to wrap this up.
I think we're going to wrap this up. Yeah, all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end things here at Are You Not Kentertained? We hope you were entertained, and this is the first time, hopefully not the last time, that we all are in the same room doing this. This was fun.
Sorry to interrupt, but could you please do my favorite part of the show, where at the end you tell all of our non-wrestling fans to please watch wrestling, because I just thought that was an amazing way to end the show.
Do we even have fans? I mean...
Nope.
Apparently last week you thought you had people listening to the show who don't actually watch wrestling, so I just think you should keep the theme up.
Well, I was going to say something.
Of course.
Possibly like watch wrestling. Now you kind of ruined it, though, so now I'm not going to do it.
My
watch
pleasure.
Wrestling. again, thank you for having us. Jay, appreciate that.
Everybody go visit TrenchMouthProductions.com. There's a film up there. It's cheap to buy. It's good to watch. You'll have a good time. If you like, you know, sappy stuff, you got it. If you like lewd dick jokes, you got it. It's pretty damn good. Like I said, go
especially
there.
Especially if you like lewd dick jokes.
Lewd dick. I mean, not just dick jokes. Lewd.
Yeah.
Smegma and crust.
Tip my hat to you.
For Eric, Kerry, and Kent, I am Russ. Just so everybody knows, I will actually not be here for the whole next week. So you guys, congratulations. Maybe could have.
We may have a surprise.
May I have a surprise guest?
Yeah.
Okay.
It won't be me. I'll be playing video games.
Smart. That's probably smart. Other than listening to us doing this. So, yes, there might be a surprise going on. So I hope that it's exciting for you guys. I'm actually going on vacation, and I will see you guys in 2 weeks. For that, we'll talk to you guys later. Have a great night. We hope you were entertained. Watch wrestling.